We're back on In Focus News Radio. Cam Ann, Pottawatomie County is the focus of our show here today. And continuing our conversation with Public Works Director Peter Clark this segment. And Peter's going to talk about a number of projects going on in his office right now. There's just so many going on, involving Highway 24 especially. And I'll start with the Crown C and 24 project and kind of where you guys are at in the process of that one.
Yeah, so last month we had a bid opening for the US 24 and Crown C project, which is the intersection that is right across from the Manhattan Commission Company, you know, the sale barn there along the south side of Highway 24. And that project is going to be extending a frontage road from the Southport area, Southport Road, back to the east to connect over to those businesses like Film at 11 and Jerry's Flooring and Ashley's Furniture. And also on the north side, connecting the storage units and the childcare location on the north side, connecting that to the frontage road on the north side of Highway 24. And also doing improvements to the intersection itself to make it into what we call a three-quarter access, which means that you can make left turns off of Highway 24 and right turns off Highway 24, and you can make right turns out of the development area, but no left turns out. And that's probably a good thing overall, because that's one of the more unsafe maneuvers you can make on that corridor, is trying to make a left turn from the side roads onto Highway 24 in that very busy section of the corridor. So it'll make it a lot safer. Those businesses will still have access back to the traffic signal at Southport and Highway 24. So we're really excited about getting that going. Ebert Construction was our low bidder with about $1.3 million. The project's being funded primarily by a grant from KDOT. They're funding about $1.15 million of the construction costs, and the county's paying for all the design and the little bit of leftover construction costs in addition to what they granted us. We're real excited. We're likely waiting for weather to improve this spring before we actually kick off construction. We gave a pretty lenient window for our contractor in this, saying they could start anytime between now and in the spring, and as long as they're done by the end of 2021. And I think our contractor is going to opt to start in the spring. That's the indication we have right now. So we won't be making a nice big muddy frozen mess all winter long for everybody in that area. The traffic control won't be on Highway 24 that I'm aware of during the snow and winter time frame, but it will still happen. It's just going to happen later in the spring.
Okay, that's going to improve that area right there, and obviously a lot of population starting to move out that way. It has been for a number of years. Is that potentially, well, I guess it won't overlap the 24 Green Valley Road project, because that one's out for rebidding, as we heard yesterday.
Yeah, so yesterday the County Commission contemplated the situation with the US 24 and Green Valley project, which has been an ongoing topic for a very long time. We did have a bid opening back in late August. The bids were much higher than anticipated, so we ended up having to reject those bids because we were higher than our engineer's estimate and higher than what we had originally budgeted. In contemplating the project, KDOT did offer us an additional $250,000. To get us back on board to move forward with the construction. So our commissioners mulled that over and decided that they want to rebid it. And we're also going to go back to KDOT again and see if there are some additional funds in addition to that $250,000 that they can continue to add to the project. Right now, the county's out of pocket. If with the situation we have today, the county will have paid a total of $3.1 million out of pocket altogether if we build the project with the price that we think we're going to get, what we're estimating we'll get for construction. And that KDOT would be on the hook for $2.75 million. I think the county would like to swing that a little bit more so that it's a little more in the county's favor and see if KDOT will bring some more money to the table. And we will find that out here in the next week or so as we engage in that conversation. But we have been asked to go to another bid opening. So that's what we are moving to do right now. and we'll see what those bids come in. I'm anticipating probably a December 7th bid opening for that Green Valley Road second bid opening.
Okay. As far as the planned improvements at that intersection, there's quite a, it's quite lengthy, isn't it?
Well, there's quite a few pieces to that project. There's a frontage road that goes from Green Valley Road over to Powers Lane on the north side of Highway 24. The expansion of Green Valley Road itself to accommodate the extra turn lanes as we build a double left turn lane for eastbound traffic that turns north into the developed area of the of Blue Township. A double right turn lane, very similar to the double right turn lane we have at both the K-18 and US 24 intersection in front of the mall, and that new double right turn lane that is there at US 24 and Kimball Avenue. So because of the heavy right turning movement from all the people who are commuting out of the Green Valley Road area onto Highway 24 in the morning, that double right turn lane is necessary. So those are kind of the key components to the project. There's some storm sewer that are also, so little things like that in addition that drain better overall. So little things like that in addition that a lot of the public won't see necessarily, but it's going to be a good project, I think, and it's needed for the amount of growth that we're seeing, the continued growth in the subdivisions. We're building, you know, 3 to 4 subdivisions a year in that Green Valley area. So we're still seeing, you know, 100 plus homes in that area potentially coming online.
Assuming that somehow the county gets more funding for that and they get this out to bids and they get a bid that they're happy with, potentially could construction begin sometime next year, or do you think it may be out to 2022 now?
What we're anticipating is doing a December 31st, 2021 completion date with this new contract. So we'll be shrinking it down a little bit on the total construction timeline. We would anticipate, you know, beginning construction in late January, February, and having a final completion in December 31st. So we'd shrink the timeline a little bit, and they would overlap with the Crown C project. And I guess there's the logic behind it is, even though it would make things make more traffic control in that area through Highway 24, it's kind of like the idea of ripping off a Band-Aid. If you think of it that way, no one likes traffic control. No one likes to have to deal with construction zones. And the shorter amount of time we have to deal with that, I think the better. It would extend the traffic control area from, you know, approximately Excel Road all the way through the traffic signal at Southport on Highway 24. So you'd have a very lengthy area that would be, you know, have traffic control and cones where you're restricting things down to one lane each direction at different parts of the day. But if we can have that for just one construction season and be done and over with, I think that generally is a positive thing. I think people would be happier to see it all get done as quickly as possible than have, you know, one project that chokes, you know, everyone down to one lane for, you know, for a while, and then the next year have another project that chokes them down to one lane and have it stretch over multiple years. I think that just, as a commuter myself, many times I can empathize that gets frustrating. So we know it's necessary. We know it's part of the process of growth to have to go through some of these construction projects. I think the more we can get them done in a concise manner, the better. But I can empathize, and I'm sure that we will be getting plenty of feedback from the public about how it's being done. We just want to do it as best as we can.
All right. Well, down the road just a bit on Highway 24, I think it was great to hear yesterday the movement on the signal at US 24 in Columbian out near Wamego. That's going to obviously improve some safety aspects there.
Yeah, we're very excited about that. That's been a project that we have partnered with the city of Wamego on and the Kansas Department of Transportation. They offered us a grant to pay 100% of the construction of the improvements that include a traffic signal and some turn lanes up to about $567,000. Then the city of Wamego and the county's portion is to split the design cost. And then the county will do the inspection of the construction, and the city of Wamego will take on the ownership, operation, and maintenance of the signal going forward once we're done. So I think it's a pretty good partnership overall. to be able to create a great successful project that's needed for the community. So yesterday we signed three different agreements. There was the city, county, state agreement that set up the funding for the construction and the responsibilities of each of the three parties. Then there was a city-county agreement between the city and the county to split the design fees 50-50. And then there was finally the engineering agreement with Alfred Benish and Company to perform the design. So we was pretty busy with three different pieces to take care of with different motions, but those all got done yesterday. So we're anticipating design starting here very soon, probably within the next couple of weeks. And the project should be ready for construction sometime later in 2021.
All right. Well, people will be looking forward to that, especially those who live in Wamego. The Bellevue Bridge, that's another project that's in limbo a little bit. I know there's some work that's going on, I think, right now this week. Part of the bridge is closed daily.
Yep, we have advertised and put up some signage for a closure of the bridge during normal business hours from 8 o'clock a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. starting this week. I don't know if we have crews out there today. I think the weather has kind of put a little bit of a hold on our work. What we're doing right now is some patching on the bridge, some asphalt patching but we have to do some prep to get the potholes that are on the bridge cleaned out, so they're ready to receive some of that asphalt material. So we have to do some cleaning, and then Schilling Construction is going to come in right behind us as we're working to fill in the potholes. But we do need some better weather to be able to get all that done. There's some moisture in those potholes, and as the freezing weather persists, we're not able to get those cleaned out as well as we need to. So I think we're going to wait until we have a little bit better weather, which looks like possibly tomorrow. But we're going to have to see how things transpire. If we're not closing the bridge until we actually start the work. So I don't think the bridge is closed. It was not closed yesterday, and I don't think it might not be closed today. But as soon as we have sufficient weather, we're doing that process to get it done and over with, because we need that bridge to be in decent shape for this winter. But we do know that this process, this patching process specifically of using asphalt patch material, is a very temporary process. And we're doing it because we know that both Pottawatomie County and Wabunsee County are moving towards doing a more significant project of replacing the deck on that bridge altogether. And otherwise, the asphalt patch material, the temporary solution that we're doing with it, actually can exacerbate some of the problems that are there. It traps a little bit of moisture underneath, and it can actually further and accelerate the deterioration that we're seeing on the bridge. It is merely a Band-Aid to make that bridge drivable for this winter. But I see that the problems that we have on that deck are going to reappear very shortly in the spring, and we'll be in a pretty poor condition again by this time next year, even though we've done the patching. And that's why getting the design for the bridge deck replacement is critical. And that is coming very soon. We were given direction by the county commission and with verbal agreement from Wabunsee County to move forward with a design for the deck replacement and steel rehabilitation that we can have done and ready for late 2021. That is a pretty big step for our county. We've been talking about the Bellevue Bridge for a very long time. This particular improvement that they're contemplating is probably around a $7.5 million improvement to the bridge, and is anticipated to last between 40 to 50 years. So it's a big step, and it will hopefully provide a pretty good benefit, because the improvement will allow the bridge to handle the agricultural traffic that right now is restricted because of the condition of the bridge.
Yeah. Well, anytime you get two counties working together, I mean, that's a big plus. I know there's a lot of commissioners on both sides that aren't very fond of that bridge itself, but obviously see the need here for the repair to move forward.
Yeah, I think they're not very fond of the situation, not very fond of the condition of the bridge right now. And that's really what has created some angst among the elected officials that has gotten to this point. In a bridge of that size, the bridge across the Kansas River, it's 2,200 feet long. There's just no way to make that inexpensive. It's just a big bridge, and it's critical for a lot of people in getting their commerce taken care of. And we just sometimes have to bite the bullet and do what is best for the public and move forward.
All right. Well, Peter, I'm out of time here. We got to get to Jack Alston next, but I sure appreciate you coming on and updating us on some of your public works projects. Good luck.
Not a problem. Take care.
All right. Stay tuned. We will continue in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.